You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
Exxaro Resources Limited released today their interim results for 6 months ended June 30, 2026, an interim dividend slightly lower than the previous first half of the 2025 financial year. Revenues are up about 7%, profits down ever so slightly. We're going to take a look at these numbers in greater detail with the company's Chief Executive Officer, Ben Magara, who joins me on the line now to see what we make of their performance. Uncle Ben, lovely having you on the show as always. Thanks so much for taking the time. Stronger revenue numbers up 7% in a tough economic environment. Profits down ever so slightly, and I say ever so slightly because still above the 4 billion rand mark, and that's quite impressive considering the macro factors out there. How have you found the start of the new financial year?
Good talking to you, Jimmy, as always. Very tough dynamics in the market, and the global volatility, the uncertainty in the globe has really impacted commodities, even though we were in a way our production came out through very strongly. Starting off with safety, we improved our safety performance by 60% in terms of lost time injury frequency rate. But I talk about this, Jimmy, because safety tends to be a precursor for good production. So we saw production going up 11%. Our export sales, realizing the higher coal prices, went up 15%. So we've really delivered good operational performances across the line in coal. In renewable energy, we went up 12% because our solar plant came to life in Lephalale, supplying our mine GG. And our manganese for the first time is now in our contributions and operating profits with an 11% improvement in production. So really, that's the result of why revenue has gone up 7%. EBITDA is essentially flat at 5.6 billion, even though the EBITDA in coal went up 5%, renewable energy went up 2%. We had what I would call the once-off acquisition costs for the manganese transaction. And that's why our EBITDA numbers are essentially flat, as you highlighted, even though net cash went up 15% to 6.4 billion. So a great performance, and very proud that we could deliver a 47th consecutive dividend of 7 rands per share. But you hinted on the headline earnings per share, which I think I should cover, where because of the associates, especially Sishen Iron Ore Company and Black Mountain, their performance reflected in our headline earnings because all the dividends we get out of there come into Exxaro's numbers.
Uncle Ben, let's take a look at the manganese acquisition in a bit more detail. Diversification starting to become a growing theme. Exxaro still very much proud of its coal operations and doing exceptionally well, north of the 20 million ton in terms of production volumes. But I want to get your thoughts around that manganese business and how that's going to start to add in its own flavor into the portfolio mix for Exxaro. This is, but potentially the first of many acquisitions, if this works out the way you intend. Is the business interested in potentially going down this rabbit hole in a bit more detail, or are you happy with kind of getting a feel of the manganese space and seeing if it lines up with the business?
It lines up with the business very well. It's bulk mining. It's very dependent on logistics, and our engagements with Transnet are very helpful. And our mining capabilities are very transferable into manganese. And we have a joint venture structure that works well for us. The acquisitions have made us the fourth largest producer in manganese globally. And with 80% of the manganese in the country, we think there is scope for us to even become more significant and to be a market leader in this space. And our aspirations are going to be supported by the Mokala transaction, which we're busy finalizing with Glencore as we speak now. So our interest is to really integrate manganese as part of a key profit and loss account in Exxaro, and we're on our path there for the growth that we are seeing in that market. And the long-term fundamentals are robust. The CP mine we acquired has got 190 million tons of reserves and resources, and at 3.5 million tons a year, maybe four, there is real prospects for the future and growth within the Exxaro portfolio.
Uncle Ben, let's take a look at how the rest of that portfolio could potentially shape up as we go into the second half of the year. Production numbers estimated to be around that 42 million ton level from a coal production perspective. I want to get your thoughts around a market that has at times been highly unforgiving on the coal price side of things, which is completely out of your control, but a market that you've been able to persevere in and really maintain your costs. How is your outlook going into the second half of the year being influenced around that coal price and the coal market, and perhaps some of the geopolitical factors around the world that might be influencing that?
Currently, we still see attractive coal prices as long as we can continue to have good performance from Transnet that we have seen in this half. We have guided that we are likely to be exporting between 7.3 and 8 million tons. We exported 3.9 in this half, and we expect those numbers. So we have reiterated our production teams are doing well. They continue to manage costs. I think diesel prices may impact a little bit more than we have seen, because I think the increases in diesel prices came in almost about halfway through the first half. And in this second half, there will be more embedded for the full year. But we have reiterated our production numbers both in coal and in manganese. And we think that that is still deliverable, including the sustaining capital, the renewable energy business. We have dropped the target a little bit, maybe more towards the lower end, which is 800 to 830 gigawatt hours. But we're really confident and are really cautiously optimistic with the good safety performance continues to translate to good production, to good cost management. We have to continue to do more.
Continuing to do more, as the year is not done just yet, which means the work of the Exxaro Resources Limited team is not over just yet, and that is the focus going into the second half of their financial year. We'll see how the rest of that year does indeed shape up. For now, we'll leave the conversation on that note. Chief Executive Officer at Exxaro Resources, Ben Magara, joining us to reflect on the first half of their new financial year.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.